Brevet. How are you today? Ready for another dialogue class? Our dialogue today is actually very important. The company is going through some issues and we're considering adopting a new strategy. Want to know what it is? Let's listen to our dialogue and find out.
The financial results are in. And although our production is going well, I feel like we're losing our competitive edge.
We are. Our competitors are closing in, and we need to find a way to stay in the leading spot.
So what do you suggest? Do you think we have the capability to expand our production right now?
No, we don't. We should focus on cutting costs instead. What do you think of shifting part of our operations overseas?
Outsourcing? That could work, but we need to rethink our supply chain.
Yes, this is not a decision just the two of us can make. I think it's worth considering, though. We'd be able to increase our production with a considerably lower investment.
You're right, but what about our quality standards? How do we move manufacturing out of our hands without sacrificing quality?
That's not really a problem. Overseas service providers are very competitive and work at a very high level of reliability.
But do we keep our quality assurance process in company, or do we outsource that as well?
We can discuss that with QA management and see what works best for them.
Agreed. As you said, this is not a decision we can make on our own. But I think you're right. We should definitely consider outsourcing manufacturing.
I'm going to call a meeting with the other department heads and set this idea as the main agenda.
Great. Let's make this work. It's going to be a great opportunity, I'm sure. The financial results are in. And although our production is going well, I feel like we're losing our competitive edge.
We are. Our competitors are closing in, and we need to find a way to stay in the leading spot.
So what do you suggest? Do you think we have the capability to expand our production right now?
No, we don't. We should focus on cutting costs instead. What do you think of shifting part of our operations overseas?
Outsourcing? That could work, but we need to rethink our supply chain.
Yes, this is not a decision just the two of us can make. I think it's worth considering, though. We'd be able to increase our production with a considerably lower investment.
You're right, but what about our quality standards? How do we move manufacturing out of our hands without sacrificing quality?
That's not really a problem. Overseas service providers are very competitive and work at a very high level of reliability.
But do we keep our quality assurance process in company, or do we outsource that as well?
We can discuss that with QA management and see what works best for them.
Agreed. As you said, this is not a decision we can make on our own. But I think you're right. We should definitely consider outsourcing manufacturing.
I'm going to call a meeting with the other department heads and set this idea as the main agenda.
Great. Let's make this work. It's going to be a great opportunity, I'm sure.
All right, then. You may have noticed that this dialogue is full of corporate lingo, which are expressions that are very common and very used in the corporate environment. Are you ready to learn them all? Well, let's get started then. We start there with, the financial results are in, and although our production is going well, I feel like we're losing our competitive edge. The financial results are in, and although our production is going well, I feel like we're losing our competitive edge. The first corporate expression we have here is competitive edge, which is our competitive advantage, which is basically whatever advantage we have that puts us in the leading spot, that makes us the front runner, that makes us the leader in our field, right? So our competitive edge is our competitive advantage, right? Let's move forward then. We are. And our competitors are closing in, and we need to find a way to stay in the leading spot. We are. Our competitors are closing in, and we need to find a way to stay in the leading spot. Why does she say we are? She's actually responding to, we're losing our competitive edge. So the guy said we're losing our competitive edge, and she answers, we are. So remember that we also use short answers to confirm information, right? So she's using a short answer there to make a confirmation. So we are, yes, indeed, we are, okay? Let's also pay attention here to the pronunciation of the word competitors, right? Competitors, 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 competitors. Our competitors are closing in. Our competitors are closing in. Our competitors are closing in, right? And when I say they're closing in, what I'm actually saying is that they are getting closer. So getting closer. So close in, and they are getting closer, and close in the sense of near, of a proximity, right? So they're getting closer, they're getting nearer. They are closing in, right? And another corporate expression that we have here is the leading spot. The leading spot is the condition of the leader, right? So the front runner, the person or the company who is in front of everybody, the leader in the leading spot. Okay, moving forward. So what do you suggest? Do you think we have the capability to expand our production right now? So what do you suggest? Do you think we have the capability to expand our production right now? No big secrets here, so let's move on. No, we don't. We should focus on cutting costs instead. What do you think of shifting part of our operations overseas? No, we don't. We should focus on cutting costs instead. What do you think of shifting part of our operations overseas? Here, once again, we have a situation in which we have a word that ends in NT, which is the word don't. So remember one more time that in American English, we don't usually pronounce this T in the end of the word, right? Instead, we just pronounce a very short N. So don't, don't, don't. Okay, so no, we don't. No, we don't. No, we don't. Okay? Also here in this sentence, we have a very useful word, which is the word instead. Instead means basically as a substitute for something or in the place of something that was already mentioned before, right? So we should focus on cutting costs instead. As a substitute in the place of doing what we do, we should focus on cutting costs, right? I could also say, for instance, instead of going home, I stayed in the office. Instead of going home, I stayed in the office. So in place of going home, as a substitute of going home, I stayed in the office. I could also say, he chose the blue car instead of the red one. He chose the blue car instead of the red one. So he chose the blue car as a substitute or in the place of the red one. All right. Also in this sentence here, we have a very interesting word, which is overseas. Overseas means, as you may imagine, beyond the sea, beyond the ocean. And what's beyond the ocean is basically something that is abroad, right? In a foreign country, in a different country. So shifting part of our operations overseas means shifting, moving, transferring. So shift means move or transfer. So moving, transferring part of our operations abroad to another country, to a different country. So abroad to another country. All right, so overseas is the same thing as abroad. All right, outsourcing, that could work, but we'd need to rethink our supply chain. Outsourcing, that could work, but we'd need to rethink our supply chain. Here we have two expressions that are very, very common in the corporate world. One of them is the word outsourcing. Outsourcing, as you probably already know, means to delegate or to relocate an operation or many operations to an independent provider. So you ask another provider to do your work, okay? You delegate an operation to a different company. It doesn't matter if it's in the country or overseas. You don't produce it, you don't operate in company. You do something outside of your own company. You outsource, okay? And the second expression we have here that is very common and you are probably familiar with already is the word supply chain. Supply chain, which is basically a system of organizations that work together to produce something, right? So it's a system, normally one precedes the other. a system of organizations that work together to produce, to design something. Okay, so that's your supply chain. So here we have two very important words in the corporate world, outsourcing and supply chain. All right, moving forward. Yes, this is not a decision just the two of us can make. I think it's worth considering though. We'd be able to increase our production with a considerably lower investment. Yes, this is not a decision just the two of us can make. Here we have another use of the word just. We're using the word just as a synonym of only, right? So this is not a decision just the two of us can make. This is not a decision only the two of us can make. We've already seen many uses of the word just here in our course, right? So to recall them all and see maybe a few new ones, let's call our teacher Luis.
Just is a word with several meanings that can change depending on the context. It's very commonly used in expressions about the recent past to emphasize that something happened a very short time ago. For example, I've just finished writing my report. Can you take a look? When you're talking about the recent past, just is most often associated with the usage of the present perfect. However, you will often find phrases with just in the simple past. But just is used not only as a time expression, it can also be used as an adverb, a word that modifies verbs and adjectives. In that position, just can have two meanings. The first one is similar to the word only. Let me show you. Don't worry, this is just a formality. Why are you asking me that? I'm just an analyst, not a manager. The other meaning of just as an adverb is similar to the word exactly. It often shows up near a noun. For instance, thank you so much. That document is just what I needed. Sarah is just the person for this task. She's a specialist. Now, one last thing. Just can often also be found as a part of fixed expressions. In that kind of usage, the meaning can vary a lot and depends on the rest of the expression. In business, for example, people often talk about products that are made just in time, which means they are made exactly when a customer needs them, not before. So that's it. I hope this was just the information you needed.
All right, now that you know everything about the word just, let's move on in our dialogue. I think it's worth considering though. You also saw how to use the word worth with our teacher Louise in our previous class, right? So you already know this as well. Let's move forward. We'd be able to increase our production with a considerably lower investment. This expression here, be able to, as we have here, and we'd be able to increase our production, means basically to have the capacity to do something. So if I say, for example, I'm able to swim 2 kilometers in 40 minutes, what I'm saying is that I have the capacity to swim 2 kilometers in 40 minutes, right? I could also say, we weren't able to pick her up. She'll have to take the bus. So we weren't able to pick her up, she'll have to take the bus. So we didn't have the capacity to pick her up, she'll have to take the bus, right? So to be able to have the capacity of doing something. And many, many times, you're gonna see the modal verb can as a synonym of to be able to. So for instance, I could say, I'm able to swim 2 kilometers in 40 minutes. I could say, I can swim 2 kilometers in 40 minutes, right? Or we weren't able to pick her up because we're talking about the past. So we couldn't pick her up, right? So can many times can be a synonym of to be able to, which is to have the capacity to do something. All right, so we'd be able to increase our production. We would have the capacity to increase our production. All right, moving forward. You're right, but what about our quality standards? How do we move manufacturing out of our hands without sacrificing quality? You're right, but what about our quality standards? How do we move manufacturing out of our hands without sacrificing quality? Here we have another very important corporate expression, which is quality standards, which is basically the level of quality that one considers appropriate. So it's that level of quality, that minimum level of quality that the company considers adequate, appropriate, fit, right? So the quality standards is the minimum level of quality that the company accepts. All right, so let's move on to the next page. That's not really a problem. Overseas service providers are very competitive and work at a very high level of reliability. That's not really a problem. Overseas service providers are very competitive and work at a very high level of reliability. See here that we have, once again, the word overseas, but we're using it a little differently. As we saw in our previous sentence, we saw something like, I think we should move our production overseas. And here we have a situation that says overseas service providers are very competitive. As you can see then, in our first sentence there, I think we should move our production overseas. So move overseas, I'm using the word overseas as an adverb. I'm using overseas related to the word, to the verb move, right? While in our second sentence here, I'm talking about overseas service providers. I'm relating the word overseas to the providers. I'm using the word overseas then as an adjective. So overseas, the word overseas, that as I said before means abroad, foreign, can be either an adjective or an adverb, okay? And it's written the same way, right? Let's see one more example of each so you can understand this a little better. So if you say, if you're gonna travel overseas, you need your passport. If you're gonna travel overseas, you need your passport. So overseas relates to travel. So I'm using overseas as an adverb, right? Travel overseas. But if I say, our overseas partners will arrive tomorrow, our overseas partners will arrive tomorrow, I'm using overseas related to the word partners. I'm using overseas as an adjective, meaning foreign. So our foreign partners, our overseas partners, I'm using overseas once again as an adjective, right? So overseas can be used either as an adjective, as we have just seen, or as an adverb. All right, so another thing that I want you to pay attention here in this sentence is the pronunciation of the word reliability. Reliability refers to something you can trust, right? So reliability. All right, a very high level of reliability, okay? But do we keep our quality assurance process in company, or should we outsource that as well? But do we keep our quality assurance process in company, or should we outsource that as well? Here we have two other expressions that are very common in the corporate world, which are quality assurance. So it's a way that you can guarantee your quality. So quality assurance is a synonym of quality guarantee. All right. And we have the word in company, the adjective in company, meaning that you do something inside the company. So it's not outsourced, it's done inside the company. So I could say, for instance, we perform our quality assurance process in company, right? So we do our quality assurance process, our quality guarantee process inside the company. We do it here, so in company. All right, moving forward, we can discuss that with QA management and see what works best for them. We can discuss that with QA management and see what works best for them. As you already know, the acronym QA stands for quality assessment, right? Which is basically our quality control department. So the QA, the quality assessment department, is the quality control department. Okay? Agreed. As you said, this is not a decision we can make on our own. But I think you're right. We should definitely consider outsourcing manufacturing. Agreed. As you said, this is not a decision we can make on our own. But I think you're right. We should definitely consider outsourcing manufacturing. Two relevant things here. First of them is, once again, the use of the expression on our own, which comes from on one's own, right? Which means by yourself or alone, right? So on your own, by yourself alone. On my own, by myself alone. On our own, by ourselves alone. Okay? And the second thing here is the use of the verb consider. As you already know, the verb consider means to take into account, right? So to consider. And notice that every time I use the verb consider and I use a verb after it, this verb after it has to be in the gerund form. So consider outsourcing. I could say, for instance, I think you should consider sending that package tomorrow, right? So I think you should consider sending that package tomorrow. I could also say, we're considering hiring James. So notice that even when I use the verb consider in the gerund, because here in our sentence here, I'm using the present continuous, right? We are considering. Even if I use consider in the gerund, the verb after it also has to be in the gerund, also needs to have ing. So we're considering hiring James, or he's considering buying a new car, and so on. All right, so if you consider doing something, this action needs ing. So I think you should consider sending that package tomorrow. We're considering hiring James. He's considering buying a new car, and so on. All right, so consider is one of those verbs that require gerund after it. Okay, moving on to our last page. I'm gonna call a meeting with the other department heads and set this idea as the main agenda. Here we have, once again, the verb call being used as to schedule something that people will have to come. It's mandatory. So I'm gonna call a meeting, I'm gonna schedule a meeting, and people have to come, right? And here we have another expression that is very common in the corporate world, which is department head or head of department, which is basically the person that is in charge of a department. So the person who is in charge or responsible for a certain department. The department manager, the department director, anyone who is in charge of that department is the department head or the head of department. Okay? And again, here we have that word that we saw in our first class, which is the word agenda, right? The word agenda is also very common in the corporate world, and as you already know, means what we're gonna talk about during this meeting. So the subjects or the topics of a meeting of the day, and so on. So the things we have to do, the things we have to discuss, okay? The agenda. Great, let's make this work. It's gonna be a great opportunity, I'm sure. Great, let's make this work. It's gonna be a great opportunity, I'm sure. Let's take this chance now to practice a little more the pronunciation of the word opportunity. Opportunity, opportunity, opportunity. A great opportunity, a great opportunity, I'm sure. It's going to be a great opportunity, I'm sure. Okay, this is it. But before we finish our class, let's listen to our dialogue one more time.
The financial results are in. And although our production is going well, I feel like we're losing our competitive edge.
We are. Our competitors are closing in, and we need to find a way to stay in the leading spot.
So what do you suggest? Do you think we have the capability to expand our production right now?
No, we don't. We should focus on cutting costs instead. What do you think of shifting part of our operations overseas?
Outsourcing? That could work, but we need to rethink our supply chain.
Yes, this is not a decision just the two of us can make. I think it's worth considering, though. We'd be able to increase our production with a considerably lower investment.
You're right, but what about our quality standards? How do we move manufacturing out of our hands without sacrificing quality?
That's not really a problem. Overseas service providers are very competitive and work at a very high level of reliability.
But do we keep our quality assurance process in company, or do we outsource that as well?
We can discuss that with QA management and see what works best for them.
Agreed. As you said, this is not a decision we can make on our own. But I think you're right. We should definitely consider outsourcing manufacturing.
I'm going to call a meeting with the other department heads and set this idea as the main agenda.
Great. Let's make this work. It's going to be a great opportunity, I'm sure.
Very well, then. Our dialogue today was a little shorter, but had a lot of new vocabulary and a lot of very important vocabulary for the business world, right? So now, don't forget to do your memorization hack practice to memorize all those words, all that corporate lingo that you saw today. And I'll see you in our Business in Focus class to work a little more on those structures. All right? See you later, Private.